Chapter 1. Lackawaxen. Surely the best virtue of fishermen is their hopefulness. I have caught a good many Delaware bass running over 6 pounds, and I want to say that these long, black, and bronze fellows, peculiar to the swift water of this river, are the most beautiful and gamey fish that swim. Old familiar places haunt me more than the new ones. Camps and streams and lakes and shores, with long acquaintance, become dear. The thought of saying farewell to them hurts, even though another visit some day is sure. And to say goodbye forever? That is losing something beloved. I am always divided between the thrilling call of new places and the haunting memory of the old. The Lord of Lackawaxen Creek. Winding among the blue hills of Pennsylvania, there is a swift amber stream that the Indians named Lackawaxen. The literal translation no one seems to know, but it must mean, in mystical and imaginative Delaware, the brown water that turns and whispers and tumbles. It is a little river hidden away under gray cliffs and hills black with ragged pines. It is full of mossy stones and rapid riffles. All its tributaries, dashing white-sheeted over ferny cliffs, wine brown where the whirling pools suck the stain from the hemlock roots, harbor the speckled trout. Wise in the generation, the red-spotted little beauties keep to their brooks, for farther down, below the rush and fall, a newcomer is lord of the stream. He is an arch-enemy, a scorner of beauty and blood, the wolf-jawed, red-eyed, bronze-backed black bass. A mile or more from its mouth, the Lackawaxen leaves the shelter of the hills and seeks the open sunlight and slows down to widen into long lanes that glide reluctantly over the few last restraining barriers to the Delaware. In a curve between two of these level lanes, there is a place where barefoot boys wade and fish for chubs and bask on the big boulders like turtles. It is a famous hole for chubs and bright-sided shiners and sunfish. And perhaps because it is so known, and so shallow, and so open to the sky, few fishermen ever learned that in its secret stony caverns hid a great golden bronze treasure of a bass. In vain had many a flimsy feathered hook been flung over his lair by flycasters, and whisked gracefully across the gliding surface of his pool. In vain had many a shiny spoon and pearly minnow reflected sun-glints through the watery windows of his home. In vain had many a helgramite and frog and grasshopper been dropped in front of his broad nose. Chance plays the star part in a fisherman's luck. One still, cloudy day, when the pool glanced dark under a leaden sky, I saw a wave that reminded me of the wake of a rolling tarpon. Then followed an angry swirl, the skitter of a frantically leaping chub, and a splash that ended with a sound like the deep chung of water sharply turned by an oar. Big bass choose strange hiding places. They should be looked for in just such holes and rifts and shallows as will cover their backs. But to corral a 6-pounder in the boy's swimming hole was a circumstance to temper a fisherman's vanity with experience. Thrillingly conscious of the possibilities of this pool, I studied it thoughtfully. It was a wide, shallow bend in the stream, with dark channels between submerged rocks, suggestive of underlying shelves. It had a current, too, not noticeable at first glance. And this pool, looked at long and carefully, colored by the certainty of its guardian, took on an aspect most alluring to an angler's spirit. It had changed from a pond girt by stony banks to a foam-flecked running stream, clear, yet hiding its secrets, shallow, yet full of labyrinthian watercourses. It presented problems which, difficult as they were, faded in a breath before a fisherman's optimism. I tested my leader, changed the small hook for a large one, and selecting a white shiner fully 6 inches long, I lightly hooked it through the side of its upper lip. A sensation never outgrown since boyhood, a familiar mingling of the strange fear and joyous anticipation, made me stoop low and tread the slippery stones as if I were a stalker.